news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
7:05, FM Talk 106.5. Primary Tuesday. Glad to have you along. Dr. Bill's forecast, and we'll check Kane with traffic all straight ahead.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Republican Harry Shiver. He's lived a life committed to serving others. A teacher and coach for 32 years, Harry's passion for our community led him from the schoolhouse to the statehouse. Harry Shiver supports President Trump's agenda and will protect our constitutional rights, including the rights of the unborn. And Harry is committed to economic development and recruiting new jobs to our area. On June 5th, vote for a proven conservative. Vote Republican Harry Shiver.
Paid political advertisement by Harry Shiver Campaign. 55550 State Highway 59 North, Stockton, Alabama. 36579.
Bill Roberts was elected to the Alabama House in 2010. Bill and conservatives went to work passing tough ethics reform, lowering taxes, and pro-growth policies to build Alabama's economy. Bill supports President Trump's America First agenda. As the only veteran in this race, Bill Roberts is a man of integrity and principle. Bill Roberts. He's the conservative we need for Senate District 32.
State Farm for Bill Roberts, Senate Campaign 1509, Thames Drive, Foley, Alabama, 36535.
Good morning, everyone. From the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a good ride coming in from the Eastern Shore. Again, no problems in Fairhope and Daphne. Spanish Fort across the Bayway. Westbound I-10, you see some heavier traffic near Daphne and heading down towards the George Wallace Tunnel, but no accidents to report so far. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery for your boats at 888-BE-TOWED, and you can see them online at VincentSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 7:07, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, the whole crew here. We'll check in with Dr. Bill for more on our primary Tuesday forecast in just a second. Speaking of it being a voting day in the state of Alabama, let's check in with Secretary of State of the state of Alabama, John Merrill. Good morning. John, you're with us. Have we lost John Merrill? There we go, John Merrill.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I know you are very busy today, so I'll make this brief, but folks are rolling out to the polls now, opened 7 minutes ago. Talk to us about what you're expecting for turnout in Alabama.
Well, we think turnout is going to be somewhere between 25 and 30%, and since we have 3,381,989 registered voters, that's going to translate into about 844,000 people. Up to about 1.1 million people who will be going to the polls today.
All right, so have you given a pep talk to all the people that are working the polls today to be ready?
Well, we've tried to encourage that, and right now my wife Cindy and I are out here on the corner of Skyland Boulevard and 69 South in Tuscaloosa waving at people, trying to encourage them to remember that today's election day and we need them to get out and vote.
I know that corner. I used to work in radio up there. I did a couple different morning show remotes at that corner. So you're seeing a lot of folks. All right. And I got to ask you this. We're talking this morning about the ballot. We've, of course, linked to your website through our website and been talking about the sample ballots. There's, and I want to talk about in the Republican primary for governor, a name on the ballot of somebody who is deceased. And I'm talking about somebody who's now been dead for a couple months, Michael McAllister.
Right. And actually, those votes that are cast for him will be recorded, but they will not be counted in the final tally because the state party has issued a statement indicating that his vote should not be counted since he passed away.
Okay. So just a question. This is almost a bookkeeping semantics question. Why can we not take that when that happens? Can we not take those off the ballots, those names?
Because people have been voting for the last 45 days.
Gotcha.
And the ballot has been printed for more than 72 days. And because of that, it was too late to remove his name from the ballot. So at that point, you have to know that some people had already voted for him, knowing that he was their candidate. And yet, because he passed away, he's going to be ineligible to receive those votes.
That's good clarification. I've been scratching my head wondering on that.
Sure, because we have the absentee participation and the military participation, and, of course, that's gone on for some time.
Secretary of State, this is Kelly Finley. Good morning. Tell us what's
Hey,
good morning. Be safe on that corner. tell us what a typical voting Tuesday is like for you when it comes to your movement. How do you stay with all that energy? Because there's a lot of precincts open today.
Well, Kelly, one of the things that we try to do is we try to motivate our people. We try to communicate with them through email, telephone calls. We try to communicate with them through social media. And again, with a physical presence, like I described just a few minutes ago, which is why my wife and I are out here at the corner of Highway 69 South and Skyland Boulevard in Tuscaloosa, which is the area where we live, just reminding our friends and family members to make sure they get out and vote. And we think that that's happening all over the state. There's actually other candidates that are out here with us today that are also doing the same thing, because they just want to increase awareness and participation so people will come out and vote for the candidate of their choice.
If you're just joining us, talking to Secretary of State John Merrill. John, what do people have to have on them today to vote for ID? I know you've said this on this show multiple times, but let's do it again.
Absolutely. And there's 10 different forms of ID that are available in order for a person to be able to present, to be able to cast their ballot for the candidate of their choice. Most people use an Alabama driver's license, more than 95% of the people who go to the polls. And it's also important to note that down there in Mobile and Baldwin counties, we're going to have electronic poll books, which will change the process for checking in and reduce your wait time some 60 to 75%. That's a very, very important thing to remember. And you can also use a tribal ID. You can use a military ID. You can use a school ID. There's any number of identification cards that have been issued by the government that you're welcome to use this morning.
And you talk about social media. Give us your website so people who maybe they say, okay, 10 forms of ID. He just listed a number of them, and I have none of them.
AlabamaVotes.gov, AlabamaVotes.gov. It's also important to remember they can download the mobile app, and they can check their polling place as well as checking it on the computer. If they'll download the mobile app at Vote for Alabama from the App Store, they'll be able to do that without wondering, who do I need to call? Where do I need to go? They can check it on their own, and that's just a new feature that we added in 2016.
I like that for sure. Secretary of State John Merrill, thank you for making some time for us this morning here on FM Talk 106.5.
Guys, thanks for calling. Y'all have a great day.
Will do. Secretary of State John Merrill checking in from the corner, if y'all didn't hear, of Highway 69 South and Skyland Boulevard. Tuscaloosa folks, people live there, you know where he was. A high traffic zone. All right, 7:13, coming right back.
If you are a real Republican and you want conservative leadership, the only choice for Northwest Mobile County is Willie Gray. He's a proud supporter of the NRA and Gun Owners of America, and he's not going to be persuaded by those liberals who want to take away our Second Amendment rights. Willie Gray opposes sanctuary cities. Willie Gray isn't just pro-life, man. He's pro-family. Willie opposes abortion, and he wants to fight to reduce the paperwork and regulations for families who want to adopt children. Willie Gray has been helping young kids in our community for over 30 years as a local ball coach and as a mentor helping recent graduates as they try to figure out life as an adult. On June 5th, you have the chance to vote in the real conservative who knows our community and is willing to fight for the values we believe in. Willie Gray for House 102.
Paid for by Friends of Willie Gray, P.O. Box 663, Citronelle, Alabama, 36522.
Hello, I am John Lake, and I am running for Baldwin County Commission District 2. I am concerned about the quality of life we are leaving behind for our children, grandchildren, and generations to come. This election is a decision between two different visions for the future of Baldwin County. One is of urban sprawl, the other is of planned growth dedicated to the protection of our quality of life. I am a longtime resident of Baldwin County and a proven conservative leader committed to preserving our quality of life and standing up for the citizens of Baldwin County. I, John Lake, respectfully ask for your vote for Baldwin County Commission on Tuesday, June 5th.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. Primary elections are being held across Alabama today. Headlining the ballot, the race for governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. Governor Kay Ivey is being challenged by three Republicans: Huntsville Mayor Tommy Battle, Mobile State Senator Bill Hightower, and Evangelist Scott Dawson. A body was pulled from the water on Pensacola Beach last night. The body was spotted behind a Crab's restaurant. An autopsy will determine how the person died. And we are hearing for the first time a frantic 911 call during a deadly deputy-involved shooting in Santa Rosa County.
Keep your phone open. Are you still fighting the deputy? Four shots.
Isaac Scroggy of Kansas was shot by deputies at a home in Gulf Breeze in March. A woman said he chased her inside, then broke her window. The shooting has been ruled as justified. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey talks about her faith and Christian values.
Well, I was a member of the Cameron Baptist Church growing up. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm grateful for my faith, and I rely on it. Prayer and reading the scriptures and going to church is really important.
Kay Ivey lives her faith and follows God's teaching in how she leads our great state.
I'm pro-life because God teaches us to love life, and He created us, and He wants us to love one another.
That's why Kay Ivey always defends our shared Christian values. As governor, Kay has restored ethical Christian leadership to the office, fought to restore our faith in government, and has Alabama working again.
I believe that life begins at conception. I am strongly pro-life.
That's why Governor Ivey is the only candidate to be endorsed by both the Alabama Citizens for Life and Susan B. Anthony list. Kay Ivey, fighting for conservative values. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc., P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
Good morning. It's 716 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Florida State softball team beat Washington 1-0 Monday night. They're now one win away from becoming the 2018 NCAA softball champions. The game was scoreless until the sixth inning when Florida State's Anna Shelnut hit a home run over the left center wall. Game two set for tonight at 7 o'clock. If the Huskies win, they'll meet for a championship deciding game three tomorrow. But if the Seminoles win, they'll have captured their first ever Women's College World Series title. In college baseball, the Super Regionals are officially set after five regionals ended on Monday. Of the 16 teams that are left standing, six are SEC teams. Auburn, Vanderbilt, and Arkansas had already advanced on Sunday. Yesterday, they were joined by Mississippi State, South Carolina, and Florida. Only three SEC teams will remain past the Super Regionals. Auburn faces Florida in a best-of-three series beginning this weekend. Arkansas will take on South Carolina, and Vanderbilt will face Mississippi State. Super Regionals will begin either this Friday or Saturday, with the winners moving on to the College World Series in Omaha. The Major League Baseball draft began on Monday night with Auburn pitcher Casey Mize selected first overall by the Detroit Tigers. Mize is the first Auburn Tiger to be drafted first overall in program history. South Alabama outfielder Travis Swaggerty was picked 10th overall by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Swaggerty is the first Jaguar selected in the first round in 28 years. And Mobile's own Jeremiah Jackson from St. Luke's Episcopal was selected by the Los Angeles Angels with the 57th overall pick. The shortstop had signed to play with Mississippi State, but he told AL.com that he will not play for the Bulldogs and instead will begin his professional career. In the NHL, the Washington Capitals are one win away from becoming the Stanley Cup champions after beating the Vegas Golden Knights 6-2 Monday night. Capitals now lead the series 3-1. Game 5 of the final is set for Thursday night in Vegas. The Auburn Tigers extended head basketball coach Bruce Pearl's contract through 2023 on Monday. Pearl was in the fifth year of a six-year contract and is coming off a season in which he led the Tigers to their third SEC championship and second-best record in program history. Terms of the deal have not yet been released. President Donald Trump canceled today's White House visit from the Super Bowl-winning Philadelphia Eagles. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports that a large group of Eagles players had decided not to attend, including most, if not all, of the black players. A statement from the White House says the Eagles disagree, quote, with the president because he insists that they proudly stand for the national anthem, hand on heart, in honor of the great men and women of our military and the people of our country. Instead of the event honoring the Eagles, the White House will instead host a celebration of America. 719 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Morning.
Chess Betzel was Donald Trump's Alabama campaign director. Today, he's a candidate for attorney general.
At the first Alabama rally for Donald Trump, I knew he would win. The campaign was bigger than all of us. To help deliver that for Alabama was the honor of a lifetime. I'm Chess Betzel. I'm running for attorney general for the same reasons Donald Trump ran for president. disrupt the corrupt political system, stop illegal immigration, and protect religious liberty.
Chess Benzel, an early supporter of President Trump and a leader in President Trump's campaign, a pro-life Christian, a former judge who will enforce the rule of law.
We need to rally again, this time to change Montgomery. I hope you'll join me.
If you support the Trump agenda in Washington, vote Chess Benzel for Alabama. Chess Benzel for Attorney General. Paid for by Chess Benzel for Attorney General. P.O. Box 26551, Birmingham, Alabama 35260.
Paid for by a committee to elect David Northcutt, P.O. Box 515, Montrose, Alabama 36559.
David Northcutt is being attacked by the liberal elites from northern Alabama. They're trying to stop him from being elected to the state senate in District 32 using smear tactics, and spreading lies about him in the media, the same way Donald Trump was attacked when he ran for president. They don't like the fact that David will fight for the people of Baldwin County and won't cave to the old school Montgomery crowd. David Northcutt is against raising taxes and for fixing the way Montgomery does business. Don't fall for the fake news. Vote for a real reformer on June 5th. David Northcutt for Senate District 32.
I'm David Northcutt. I will go to Montgomery and work to make sure Baldwin County gets its fair share. Better jobs and improved roads and infrastructures. I will fight to drain the swamp and not give in to the special interest, and I ask for your vote on June 5th.
In 1918, two banks began working together with one common goal. Helping people reach their dreams. A perfect match. A perfect union. Now, 100 years later, and with thousands of dreams reached, Hancock Bank and Whitney Bank have one name. Hancock Whitney. One bank. One mission. One name. 100 years in the making. Hancock Whitney. Your dream. Our mission.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Have you heard about Joe Bonner and James Bonner?
Who?
Joe was a Republican in Congress.
Who's the other?
That's James Bonner. Same name, nothing in common. James Bonner runs for office all the time and always comes up short. Bonner would be a disaster for Republicans. James Bonner dodged taxes, didn't pay alimony, defaulted on 8 loans, and declared bankruptcy. Bonner said he was too sick to work and couldn't pay up. Now, he wants a taxpayer-funded job on the Public Service Commission.
So, who are you voting for?
I'm with the Trump conservative, Jeremy Oden. Oden fought Obama's EPA and lowered our utility rates. Oden is the conservative we need on Alabama's Public Service Commission.
I'm Jeremy Oden. I'm a small government, pro-Trump conservative, and I'll get government out of the way and out of our pockets.
Paid for by the Jeremy Oden Campaign, P.O. Box 9, Eva, Alabama 35621.
Another week, another school shooting. What's worse than an innocent child gunned down in the classroom? Watching another week go by without doing anything to protect them. Shane Stringer has been in law enforcement for 20 years. He served with the Mobile County Sheriff's Office SWAT team and later as Satsuma's police chief. Today, Stringer is running for House District 102. Stringer supports new laws allowing schools to arm certain teachers, and he wants Mobile County Public Schools to immediately arm school resource officers. It's time to protect our children.
Paid for by Shane Stringer for HD 102, Post Office Box 92, Citronelle, Alabama, 36522.
Max Hansen has a proven record of answering the call to service as a soldier, as a law enforcement officer, and as an investigator working for the Baldwin County District Attorney's Office. Now, after nearly 30 years of running his own business in Daphne, Max Hansen is offering his service to the people of Baldwin County as our next judge of probate. Max Hansen has the leadership and management skills needed to run probate court. He's the only candidate experienced in leading a staff and setting and meeting a large budget. And Max Hansen will put his business skills to work to ensure that probate court continues to provide world-class customer service to the citizens of Baldwin County. And as a husband and father, Max Hansen will make sure that probate court is always fair and compassionate when working with families in such matters as adoptions, estates, and commitment hearings. Tuesday, June 5th, vote Max Hansen, Judge of Probate.
paid for by the Committee to Elect Max Hansen, Judge of Probate, P.O. Box 606, Daphne, Alabama.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue. The wreck that we had in Granby at Ballard with a single vehicle left the roadway has now been cleared up as traffic's building westbound I-10 near the Daphne and Spanish Ford exit. If your family's like mine, your kids and pets will make the occasional messes. At Abama Flooring on Highway 59 in Somerdale, they have all the flooring that can handle our everyday disasters with a larger selection than the big box stores. See them online at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 725 FM Talk 106.5 on this primary Tuesday. Polls been open since 7. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All right, let's double dutch these headlines together. How about that, okay?
Okay.
And you'll understand why.
Okay.
Because we're talking about yesterday, we posed the question, how could a deceased man's name still be featured on the primary ballot? We just heard, if you're a loyal listener, you know the Secretary of State, John Merrill, just joined us from the corner of where in Tuscaloosa?
Highway 69 South and Skyland Boulevard there in T-Town.
He and his wife, let me go ahead and add that in, they were waving to people, you know, making sure to encourage everyone to get out there and vote. And he explained how it's possible. So here's the backstory. Five names are on the GOP primary ballot today in the race for Alabama governor. Tommy Battle, Scott Dawson, Governor Kay Ivey, Bill Hightower, and Michael McAllister. Michael McAllister died last April. Sean, here's your part.
Yeah, well, so his name is still on the ballot. So Secretary of State said because the ballots have been issued 45 days ago, you had military and absentee voting. They had already voted. Mm-hmm. You can't change the ballot once there have been votes cast.
So there you have it. And it sheds new light on the situation. So McAllister was a former corrections officer. He qualified for the Republican gubernatorial nomination, but he did not campaign. He was found deceased in his home in Troy. He was 69 years old. So what happens to those votes, you may ask? Well, they will not be certified. That's what the Secretary of State has shared with us. The votes will be tallied but not certified, which means that there is zero chance that Mr. McAllister would capture a posthumous nomination. The Alabama Republican Party announced votes for another candidate, though, Public Service Commission hopeful Jim Bonner. But that move, that will not be certified after the party formally censured him as a result of a number of social media and radio comments. And if you're keeping track, this is not the first time a deceased candidate's name has been included on a ballot here in Alabama. Back in 2012, Alabama Republican Charles Beasley, he died while running for his old seat on the Bibb County Commission. His name appeared on the ballot. He went on to defeat.
Sorry.
Don't do that. Please. He went on to defeat his Democratic challenger, incumbent Commissioner Walter Sansing, with 52% of the vote.
So how Republican is Alabama? Republican that they can defeat a live Democrat.
And during our interview, Secretary of State told us about a new app. I posted a tweet. So at Kelly K2K Finley. And right. You can see what the app looks like. It's Vote for Alabama. If you want to download that, you can pick out where your polling place will be. If you're not quite sure, download that app. And then, of course, FMTalk1065.com tells you what you need to know when it comes to all things Election Day.
All right, Dr. Bill's on the way. Y'all stay close.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. We are learning more about a bizarre crime spanning two counties. One victim was shot in Walnut Hill in Escambia County, Florida. The other 10 miles away in Atmore. That's where authorities say both men were dumped. Dalton Davis died, but Troy Boutwell survived and was able to give key information to investigators. Atmore's police chief says he believes the three suspects charged in the crime all thought the two victims were dead when they pushed the truck they were in into Brushy Creek. The Baldwin County Public Schools system is considering changes to the student dress code. The most drastic changes are for older students. Polos may become a thing of the past and sweatpants may be in. If you're a parent, you're encouraged to give your input. You can find a link to the school system survey and the list of proposed changes on our website, WKRG.com. And primary elections are being held across Alabama today, headlining the ballot, the race for governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Hey folks, there's nothing like giving dad peace of mind for Father's Day. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes can help do just that. Whether he's a gun collector or a coin collector, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes has the right safe at the right price. For a limited time only, get 0% interest with approved credit and 12 months to pay. Choose from a variety of Liberty Safes with a lifetime warranty against theft and fire. Give dad what he needs for Father's Day. Peace of mind. Free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Exit 5B, I-65 at Moffett Road in Mobile.
Hey, Mr. World here. Just oozing fabulous at the world's hottest fashion show. Good thing I went to Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses, because they've got hundreds of designer brands for hundreds less than I expected, which means I can look in vogue without going in debt.
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get two pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
The Mueller investigation now charges former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort with repeatedly trying to witness tamper. Correspondent Sarah Murray.
They say back in February, Paul Manafort has been facing charges. Meanwhile, his business partner, Rick Gates, decides he's going to plead guilty. He's going to cooperate with the special counsel's team, and that means cooperate against his former business partner, Paul Manafort. Well, after that, Paul Manafort decides he's going to try to reach out to a couple of witnesses in this case, the prosecutors allege, and try to get them all on the same page now about their
house,
story.
Now on house arrest, Manafort could be sent to jail. With reports 10 or fewer Philadelphia Eagles players were going to attend a White House event today, the president has rescinded the invitation and will instead host some Eagles fans and hold a military tribute. Miss America is dropping the swimsuit competition and says it will no longer judge women on their appearance. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jeff Boyd, and I'm running for state senate in District 32, Baldwin County. Is your mailbox full of these fancy campaign flyers? Well, let me tell you, everybody asks about the truth. It costs $30,000 to send one of those flyers in my district. Special interest money's paying for that. I took no special interest money. Who do you think this guy's gonna owe when he gets to Montgomery? Is he gonna vote for you or vote for special interest? Drain the swamp. Send Jeff Boyd to Montgomery.
Paid political ad by Jeff Boyd for State Senate.
Public Service Commissioner Chip Beaker had a choice. Take over $300 million in Trump tax cuts and give them to hardworking Alabamians, or give it to the big utilities. Chip Beaker is a farmer, a father, and a grandfather, so his decision was easy. And today, that money is on its way back to the taxpayers. That's why we elected Donald Trump and Chip Beaker, because they put hardworking families first. Because Donald Trump and Chip Beaker keep their promises. Vote conservative Chip Beaker on June 5th. Paid for by the Chip Beaker campaign, PO Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. UBS finds that U.S. corporations are on track to plow $2.5 trillion into the stock market and investor pockets in 2018 through share buybacks, dividends, and mergers and acquisitions. And the tech sector, followed closely by healthcare, is leading the way. The surge in so-called corporate flow comes as companies digest the corporate tax cuts signed into law late last year and the incentives to bring home cash previously kept overseas for tax reasons. Announced stock buybacks are up 83% so far this year. A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket is blasted off from Cape Canaveral, boosting a powerful satellite into space that will deliver direct-to-home TV, broadband, and data relay services to customers across the Asia-Pacific region, Australia, and the Middle East. Crude oil down 41 cents at $64.34 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are modestly higher after stocks posted strong gains yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Okay, so yesterday, explain this to me. You said the dry or cool front came through yesterday, and then what's happening today?
Well, now we've got a little upper air disturbance that's moving along the Gulf Coast, and we've got that weather front just offshore, but that's bringing it a lot closer now to the coast, and as a result, we're going to see some scattered showers and some thunderstorms today. They'll be moving mainly from west to east, right along the coast and inland. And that's going to keep temperatures in the 80s today. We got up to 91 yesterday. So today, anywhere from 85 to 88 degrees. Tonight, I expect a few thunderstorms still around as that disturbance moves through. We'll see a low about 68 tonight. And then tomorrow, it's back to dry weather again. And it should be mostly sunny, up around 92. And even Thursday and Friday look pretty good, with sunshine and temperatures in the lower 90s. But then over the weekend, back to the humid weather again, as that frontal system moves to the north of us, and we'll be in the low 90s, but higher humidity for Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, we'll have afternoon thunderstorms.
How are things looking in the tropics?
Right now, it's pretty quiet. We have a few scattered thunderstorms here and there across the Caribbean and the Atlantic and the Gulf of Mexico, but nothing developing at this time.
Good news, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, which, by the way, we'll talk more about the marine forecast like we do going into the weekend. Snapper season, of course, opened last weekend. A bit on the rough side last weekend. I don't want to jinx this. I'm knocking on the wood of the Arrakis Systems board here in front of me, which is the control board for the station. So knocking on this just to make sure. But I did the looking forward to the weekend. One foot or less offshore, y'all. So looking really good. By the way, I mentioned
can
it.
Can you not talk in code? Can you let others what,
okay,
know what
okay,
means?
The seas will be, and that's important. Thank you for checking me on that. So the conditions offshore, the wave height will be at 1 foot or less.
And
so
as a fisher
not,
woman,
that's not
how, does
rough.
That, how does that benefit me?
Because you don't get beaten up riding out and
riding
back
waves.
In. That's what we get. Minimal waves is what we're always looking for, the lower waves. It also mentioned it last hour, but I want to point out on the Twitter feed, you can check out the dollar bill, y'all, that I received in change yesterday when I stopped at the paint store and got the change for the most expensive gallon of paint I have ever purchased in my life. This
sure?
is not like a water cup. This is for our house.
Yeah, but you know why it's priceless? Because Mama Sullivan is very happy.
Yes. So I got the. I went and bought the very expensive gallon of paint, and then I received the person, the cashier. He was handed me back dollars. He said, "Oh, you probably don't want that one." Well, what was written on it? You can check it out on the Twitter feed and see why I want it.
You sure you weren't just inhaling maybe the fumes there at the paint store?
Yeah, I don't think we can even get those kind of paints anymore.
I want to see the container that this paint is in as well.
Yeah, oh, you would expect it to be like real fancy. Uh-huh. It's the most expensive gallon of paint I've ever purchased. All right, 738, coming right back.
Paid for by the Mark Shire Campaign, P.O. Box 850998, Mobile, Alabama, 36685.
Watch out, Mobile County. Jack Williams will vote to raise your taxes if elected to State Senate District 34. Here's what he said in his own words.
Our only solution is going to be a gas tax. It's going to go through this next session. It's got to.
Aren't we taxed enough already?
But you do have an option. Dr. Mark Shirey has pledged to fight for tax reform, not a gas tax. Mark Shirey refuses to allow the Montgomery Swamp dwellers to take more money out of our pockets. On June 5th, let's send Montgomery a message by voting no on Jack Williams and sending them Dr. Mark Shirey, because we can't afford another tax.
I'm Mark Shirey. It's time to break the stranglehold of the Montgomery insiders. I will represent the people of Senate District 34, not the special interest. And I would appreciate your vote in the Republican primary.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
This is NHRA Funny Car Driver Courtney Force. Time to head to Advance Auto Parts for low prices and tons of free services. We offer free battery, starter, and alternator testing and free battery installation with purchase. Plus, Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Don't miss out. Visit an Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts store near you today. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
How does loss of compressed air impact your business? Lost production, costly rental units, customers waiting in the lobby? Why risk it? Unless you lose power, you should never lose compressed air. Mobile Mechanical Services can evaluate your system and show you how to prevent costly downtime. Let Mobile Mechanical Services help you increase your production and eliminate the unnecessary expenses associated with compressed air system failures. Call Mobile Mechanical Service, 653-6945.
Good morning, everyone. For the Flemings at Speedway.com traffic center, a few accidents we've had have been moved out of the roadways, including one at Old Military Road in Dolphin on the Parkway. It's going to be without injuries. Still seeing some congestion near I-10 westbound around the 35-mile marker near the Daphne exit as you're traveling over on towards the Bayway, but no other delays or major backups so far this morning. Car Doctor has moved the 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10 exit 15A and 1 mile on the left. Come see the new 6,500 square foot showroom and service department. Right now, they've got great deals on all their used Yamaha golf carts. Call 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hi, I'm Lynn Perry, candidate for probate judge of Baldwin County. Practicing law, representing thousands of clients, managing the operations of a law firm for 29 years uniquely qualifies me for this important position. Probate judge manages a large staff and oversees millions of dollars in revenue generated for our county. The probate judge annually hears thousands of cases, many affecting those who are most vulnerable in our community. It's time for Baldwin County to elect an attorney to the probate bench, one who is compassionate, caring, and who treats others with respect. I'm Lynn Perry, and I humbly ask for your vote on June the 5th.
Paid for by committee to elect Lynn Perry, Box 951, Daphne, Alabama.
7:42 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, and time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean and Dalton. Good morning. Happening right now, the search for two missing teenagers. Talladega police say that these young ladies ran away from the Presbyterian Home for Children over the weekend. 14-year-old Alexandria Carden is described as a white female, about 5'4" tall, weighing about 130 pounds, blue eyes, blonde hair, and last seen wearing a red Alabama t-shirt and blue jeans. The other teenager, 16-year-old Janaya Jackson, described as a black female, about 5'6" tall, weighing about 150 pounds. She was last seen wearing black clothing and a gray hooded sweatshirt. The two young ladies said that they were going to Walmart on Saturday, but they never returned. Carden does have a boyfriend, and he may have picked them up. If you have information, call the Talladega Police Department. Their anonymous tip line, 256-299-0011. If you'd like to go ahead and get your calendars planned when it comes to volunteering, you are in luck. I've got some great information just for you. If you'd like to volunteer for the cleanup days at the Mobile County Recycling Center. So June 16th is the next day you're invited to roll up your sleeves and volunteer with the Goodwill Easter Seals and keep Mobile beautiful. So the recycling center is located at 7450 Hit Road. 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. every third Wednesday of the month, you are able to volunteer. Here's the deal, though. You must be over the age of 11. You will receive a community service documentation which verifies that, yes, you sorted material, you washed out bins, you painted, you landscaped, and more. If you have questions, call 251-375-4527. And, of course, today is Primary Tuesday. Don't forget to vote. The polls opened at 7 a.m. and they close at 7 p.m. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
We're faced with a real crime epidemic here in Mobile. George will be tough on crime. He's the kind of person we need to put the bad folks in Mobile behind bars.
His goal is to keep them in jail to protect his family, my family, and your families.
If George Zogby tells you that a fly can pull a wagon, you go ahead and you hook that fly up to that wagon because he's going to pull it.
We need someone on the court who has the experience, the reputation of integrity, and the ability to carry out his job as a district court judge for Mobile County.
This is why I'm voting for George Zogby for district court judge.
This is why I'm voting for George Zogby.
And for those reasons, I'm supporting George for district court in Mobile.
We need to go vote for him on June the 5th.
I'm George Zogby. I approve this message, and I'm asking for your vote on June 5th.
It's dial time, it's time to start the show. With hard work and new ideas, Gerald Dial is on the go. Gerald Dial for agriculture, there is no better sign to keep Alabama growing. It's dial time.
Gerald Dial, conservative, creating jobs. Republican Gerald Dial will grow all of Alabama as Commissioner of Agriculture and Industries, creating opportunity and jobs for all Alabamians, rural, urban, and suburban. Vote Gerald Dial, June 5th.
Gerald Dial for agriculture. There is no better sign to keep Alabama growing. It's dial time.
Paid for by Dial for Ag and Industry, Box 248, Lineville, Alabama, 36266.
The new 2-for-4 mix and match breakfast at Hardee's means you get two of our breakfast favorites for $4. Choose from the Frisco breakfast sandwich on buttery toasted sourdough or made from scratch biscuit sandwiches like the sausage and egg biscuit or the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And 244 isn't some kind of secret code to get the deal. Just two sandwiches for $4. No password. So go hard at the Hardee's with the new $2 for $4 mix and match breakfast.
For a limited time at participating restaurants, tax not included.
Spiro Terragata spent years as a Mobile County prosecutor putting dangerous criminals behind bars. Spiro is endorsed by the law enforcement community and the retiring district court judge. Those who know district court best are voting for Spiro because Spiro has the experience and Christian conservative values needed to stop the revolving door of crime.
We need a prosecutor on the bench. So please remember, Spiro Terragata, hard name, harder on crime. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Spiro. P.O. Box 1964, Mobile, Alabama, 36633.
Good morning, 747 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Florida State football softball team. Football doesn't start for a few more months.
I was about to say, you get a jump on things,
huh? Put the softball team in action. They beat Washington 1-0 last night. They're now one win away from becoming the 2018 NCAA softball champions. The game was scoreless until the sixth inning when Florida State's Anna Shelnut hit a home run over the left center wall. Game 2 set for tonight at 7 o'clock. If Washington wins, they'll meet for a championship-deciding Game 3 tomorrow night. But if the Seminoles win, they'll have captured their first ever Women's College World Series title. In college baseball, the Super Regionals are officially set after five regionals ended on Monday. Of the 16 teams that are left standing, six come from the SEC. Auburn, Vanderbilt, and Arkansas had already advanced on Sunday. Yesterday, they were joined by Mississippi State, South Carolina, and Florida. Only three SEC teams will remain past the Super Regionals. Auburn will face Florida in a best-of-three series beginning this weekend. Arkansas will take on South Carolina, and Vanderbilt will face Mississippi State. Super Regionals will begin either this Friday or Saturday, with the winners moving on to the College World Series in Omaha. The Major League Baseball draft began Monday night with Auburn pitcher Casey Mize selected first overall by the Detroit Tigers. Mize is the first Auburn Tiger to be drafted first overall in program history. South Alabama outfielder Travis Swaggerty was picked 10th overall by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Swaggerty is the first Jaguar selected in the first round in 28 years. Mobile's own Jeremiah Jackson from St. Luke's Episcopal was selected by the Los Angeles Angels with the 57th overall pick. The shortstop had signed to play with Mississippi State, but told AL.com that he will not play for the Bulldogs and will instead begin his professional career. The Auburn Tigers extended head basketball coach Bruce Pearl's contract through 2023 on Monday. Pearl was in the fifth year of a six-year contract. He's coming off a season in which he led the Tigers to their third SEC championship and second-best record in program history. Terms of the deal have not yet been released. 7:49 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street, Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Chess Betzel was Donald Trump's Alabama campaign director. Today, he's a candidate for attorney general.
At the first Alabama rally for Donald Trump, I knew he would win. The campaign was bigger than all of us. To help deliver that for Alabama was the honor of a lifetime. I'm Chess Betzel. I'm running for attorney general for the same reasons Donald Trump ran for president. Disrupt the corrupt political system, stop illegal immigration, and protect religious liberty.
Chess Betzel, an early supporter of President Trump and a leader in President Trump's campaign, a pro-life Christian, a former judge who will enforce the rule of law.
We need to rally again, this time to change Montgomery. I hope you'll join me.
If you support the Trump agenda in Washington, vote Chess Betzel for Alabama. Chess Betzel for Attorney General. Paid for by Chess Betzel for Attorney General. P.O. Box 26551, Birmingham, Alabama 35260.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
From the SpringHillToyota.com, traffic center delays continue now from Moffitt Airport at Spring Hill at 65, Old Military Road and DIP. They've got that wreck moved down the roadway. Still finding heavier traffic along Highway 90 from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. And delays continue near the Daphne exit. Westbound I-10, seeing some heavier traffic across the Bayway. Bama Flooring on Highway 59 in Summerdale offers so much more flooring options in those big box stores and a better pricing. Offering waterproof and water-resistant flooring, engineered hardwoods, exotics, and more. See them online at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Jack Williams is a lifelong resident of our district. Jack was raised on a family farm, and when they weren't in school, they were working. Jack Williams is running for state senate to fight for conservative values, something he's been doing in Montgomery for the last 4 years. Jack is proud to represent our district, and he's proud to stand for the Christian conservative values we believe in. There's a lot of reasons to be voting Jack Williams, and here's a few from the folks who know Jack best in his district.
I met Jack Williams at my daughter's band event, and I was thrilled about what Mr. Williams is going to do for our local schools.
Jack Williams fought to get Highway 98 back under construction, and for the first time in almost a decade, we have an opening
opening date on the calendar. We pay taxes too, and I'm glad to know Jack is fighting to get projects turned on here in our district.
Jack Williams showed me how much we earmark in the current state budgets, and it's absurd. Jack's fighting to stop earmarks, and I'm going to be with Jack Williams 100% on June 5th.
Paid for by Jack Williams for Senate. 10095A Wilmer, Georgetown Road, Wilmer, 36587.
754 FM Talk 106.5 on this primary Tuesday. And Dr. Bill says hi today in the mid to upper 80s. More details on the way. Now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Of course, we're talking all things election because what's today, Sean?
Primary Tuesday.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Okay.
Well, if you do not know, crossover voting ban, if you've heard of that, it's in effect today. Governor Kay Ivey signed the crossover voting ban back in 2017. At the time, Senator Tom Watley said the bill, quote, helps the Democrats choose Democratic candidate and helps, quote, Republicans choose Republican candidates. Basically, here's what it means. Whatever party primary a voter participates in, you have to stay with that party in the event that there's a runoff. So if you participate in the Republican primary, you can participate in a GOP runoff. If you voted in the Democratic primary, you can cast a ballot in the Democratic runoff. Sounds pretty simple. No crossing over, though, from primary to runoff. So what happens if you did not vote in either party primary? Well, it's a free-for-all. You can vote in the runoff for whomever you'd like. The crossover rule only applies to those who cast a ballot in the primary and any subsequent runoffs. There's no requirement to stay with a particular party in the general election. Okay, so if you say Roll Tide, you do? Can you give me a Roll Tide?
Roll Tide, roll.
Okay, thank you. And you plan on maybe attending the University of Alabama coming up in the fall. Guess what? You have a new way to handle your financial business. If you have an Apple Watch or an iPhone, you'll now be able to load your student ID card in the Wallet app this fall under the new iOS 12 and Watch OS 5. So what does that allow you to do? Student ID cards enable students to pay for items at the campus bookstore, access their dorms, the gym, or the dining hall. The feature will be available for iPhones running iOS 12. The Business Insider made this announcement. University of Alabama was selected with Duke, Temple University, Johns Hopkins University, University of Oklahoma, and Santa Clara University. More colleges and universities will get support for student ID implementation on the watch and iPhone over time. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, so now the student will lose the phone and not be able to do it, not even call home to say I don't have any money. I'm locked out of my dorm. I can't go get anything to eat. Well, I can't get a textbook.
And you think about this, it's only available for the Apple Watch Series 1 and newer models only.
Yeah.
So you have that old antiquated, I don't know,
right.
2015, 16 or something?
Right, such yesterday's news.
So now you need more money to upgrade your technology.
Time for mom and dad to buy the new watch.
You know,
it works.
Just making sure you know that we've got the info you need to know.
All right, on the way, we can talk to you next hour at 343-0106. Quinn Hill, you're also checking in, talking election day. All that straight ahead right here on Mobile Mornings.